Hello, my name is Ina Saltz. This is Type Radio from New York. Now we're talking.
Well, what fascinates me is how one decides what they will write or what they will put on, because
yes.
It's so permanent. Yeah.
Yes, it's so permanent. That's another reason why I could never commit like that. It is, in the tattoo world, they call it a commitment. And the bigger the tattoo is, it's called a serious commitment, you know.
Okay.
But let me say for a moment about the Holland thing I wanted to mention. Hank Schiffmacher, do you know who he is?
Yeah, of course I know.
Tattooer.
I live across the river from him.
Hank Schiffmacher. Apparently, the Dutch people were very upset because the Queen of Holland, Queen Beatrix, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Queen Beatrix said that the Dutch national anthem could only be sung or played in her presence, or the presence of the royal family. And the Dutch people were apparently very upset about this. So Hank Schiffmacher decided that he was going to tattoo 33 people, which he selected as representative of the populace of Holland, with the 33 words of the Dutch national anthem in ancient Dutch.
The first verse.
Yeah. It represented, 33 words represented the first verse. And as a protest against the Queen. And apparently thereafter, the Dutch Parliament, is it?
Yes, Parliament.
Voted to that the anthem belonged to the people,
yes,
and that it could be played at other state occasions, and that there didn't have to be a royal presence there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a really wonderful example of a political tattoo, and also of a group word tattoo, and also where these people didn't have to decide what was being put on them, but they could choose where on their body it was being put.
Well, also they could choose between the words, so somebody got like the or like a or some small words, and others, right? I thought that was very interesting. They sort of added the meaning to it afterwards. They said, "Well, my dog's name is like bloody bloody, so that's why this word sort of fits in there." So, stupid reasons like that. But see, it really like felt everybody was like really comfortable getting any word on their arm.
Some very odd words in that first verse of the Dutch national anthem, which I had translated from into modern Dutch and then into English. It's a very weird political thing that has to do with Spain and Germany.
I know, because we used to
Would
be
you like to sing it for us?
Wilhelmus von Nassau, Benig von Dijk. So I am of German blood, is the second line. Benig von Duitsen Blut. Den vaderland getrouwen blijf ik tot in den dood. Een prince van Oranje ben ik vrij onverveerd. I'm mixing it up.
Well,
I don't know my anthem.
You sing beautifully. You sing beautifully.
Oh, thank you.
But there's also some reference to Spain in
the
there. The
king
of Spain.
Van Hispania, the king of Spain, I have always honored.
That's Why?
Because we've been conquered by Spain while the anthem was sort of conceived.
Yes, but now you are a free country. Don't you think you need a new national anthem?
Yeah, well, you don't your national anthem. I mean, it's not like the latest hit song, you know.
But it's like you're constantly referring to being conquered by Spain.
Like, well, that's part of like the Dutch psyche in a way. That's why we speak our languages so well. I mean, we adapt. It's our like political and economic success in a way. As of day one, we've always like taken in refugees from all over, and not because we felt like politically involved to do that, but we felt like, hey, we can trade with them. If you like, keep everybody our friends, like,
well,
we
can
trade
with
anybody.
The Dutch had a huge empire and an enormous trading empire.
For such a small country.
Amazing. I know all that because I went to the Rijksmuseum.
It's being renovated now.
I know. I only got to see a little, but it was great. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic.
The Nachtwacht is still like an amazing painting still by Rembrandt.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
And you can film in the museums. So I was able to videotape it.
Is that a big deal?
Yes, I don't think you can do that here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So now that Donald was singing, have you thought of a song?
Oh, well, maybe I should sing our national anthem.
Yeah. Well, I gave the example, so.
Well, let's see. There's a, oh, say, can you see? By the way, this is a very difficult song to sing, so I may not be able to.
Mm-hmm.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed, at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars, through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you very, very much.
And I can't believe you made you that I actually did that.
I'm sorry for not getting up.
No.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
TypeRadio.org, broadcasting from New York, TypeCon 2005.